This is GQDN for Thursday, November 16th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get your stuff. Go to the checkout line. Put in the word quest to get 25% off of your purchase. By patreon.com/groupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some sales. We have some games that will be coming out soon, and we got some layoffs again. But we begin today with PC Games N, and they did ask the question of why Starfield and Diablo 4, of why they were not nominated for Games of the Year. Now, people got up on X, and they were extremely mad because those two games were not there. And what PC Games N is now saying is that there was some things that were going on within the game, some fundamental issues. Now, Diablo, or for Diablo, they were saying that the problem was there was too much focus on the build of optimization because there were Paragon boards, Helltides, seasonal mechanics, and all that stuff. And Starfield was limited by the size and scale. And that is essentially why those two games were denied access to Game of the Year. Now, they also did talk to Holly Longdale from Blizzard. And they did ask the question, will Sylvanas return to the world, to the War Within? Now, we did see the trailer with Thrall and Anduin. And Anduin lost the light because Anduin decided to stay in the Maw. Back in Shadowlands. So, what Holly did say when she was asked about Sylvanas, quote, I can't talk about Sylvanas as much as I would love to, but there is a path out, and Sylvanas is complicated. Further quote, Anduin will obviously play a significant role, but so will Illyria and Thrall to a degree. When we say the War Within, it's a journey of the inner and external conflict, and Anduin's got some struggles. He has the biggest struggle is that he lost the light, and he's trying to find a way to recapture it. That's going to be part of his journey. But she did say, also, quote, don't ask me if I want to see Sylvanas. Of course I want to see Sylvanas. So will we see her? We shall see. Now, we got to get to some bad news. And Eurogamer brings both of these stories. So, Embracer, co-founder, CEO, Lars Wingfors, has confirmed that 900 employees were laid off in the past financial quarter, which is 5% of their workforce. So what Wingfors did say, quote, in this group-wide effort, we are not only discontinuing a number of studios, we have also made staff reductions and reduced the number of projects in several other studios, with a focus on improving the projected return of investment within PC console. So they weren't the only ones. Sega did it too. But Eurogamer said that with the report of Kotaku on November 6th, Sega of America did bring in the union members into a meeting where they were told of a proposal phase out for all the temporary employees by February 2024. So the union turned around and filed a complaint with the National Labor. So they said, quote, we're disappointed Sega management has not yet ceased their union busting. We hope Sega management would bargain in good faith, but instead they've shown disregard to status quo. And that is the Allied Employees Guild Improving Sega, CWA. Now, one of the QA testers, Elise Williker, did say, quote, it unmistakably demonstrates bad faith bargaining and a refusal to recognize the valuable contributions of a significant portion of our colleagues. We have filed an unfair labor practice charge, call out Sega's direct dealing with members as breaching the status quo by telling bargaining unit members that our jobs will be ending shortly. Now we get to some Fortnite. We'll begin with PC Games N because within the game, you'll see some age restrictions to the cosmetic items. Now, that is with the new Runaway Racer Pack, which is now available to players who unlock the quests, and you would get the back bling, which is a gun and a holster that is restricted. The islands also have an age rating as well, and that is displayed at the bottom left of each mode's card. Right now, Fortnite is under Chapter 2 Season OG, which does have some weekly updates, which include some Chapter 1 seasons. So there's that. But within that, Polygon.com is saying that Omni-Man, along with the rest of the Invincible cast, is also coming to Fortnite, and they will be skinned. So it'll be Omni-Man, Invincible, and Adam Eve, and they will have all of their accessories to it, including the severed head of Immortal, which will be a part of the back bling. And all three are rendered into their animated style. So, if you like that stuff, go to it. Now, GameSpot is saying that The Last Faith now has some Castlevania vibes. So Last Faith is a 2D Metroidvania style that is winter and horrific gothic world. And it's available on console and PC. And you can buy that on Fanatical. So you can try that game out if you want. And yes, there's Nightmare and it's imaginary. From GameSpot.com, Blumhouse and Lionsgate did show their first trailer for Imaginary, which is a horror movie that's featuring a cute little teddy bear. I thought it was a game. Oh well, that's okay. Now, we have talked about Wonder Woman before, but Push Square did say that Wonder Woman may have some live service things going on. So once again, Wonder Woman's coming from Monolith Productions as a single player game in an open world. So we shall see what happens with that. But the only thing that's known about this game is it'll have the Nemesis system, which Monolith did use from Middle-earth, Shadow of Modar, and its sequel, Shadow of War. Maybe we'll see something at the Game Awards. Maybe. Eurogamer did say that Payday 3 sales was higher than what they thought. Now, Starbreeze's CEO, Tobias Sørgren, was talking about the launch issues. He said, quote, "Unfortunately, as quick became evident that the infrastructure on which the game rests not holding up. This despite extensive internal and external tests carried out on leading to launch. The consequence is that sales after the period is somewhat lower, but we are convinced that we have in store will increase our sales over time. I myself have often said that you are never better than your next game. And the events of September and October has given reasons for extensive analysis, investigation, and action. That paid E3 at September 30th, based on preliminary total revenue, have recouped the investment Starbreeze and made the game up until launch shows both strength of the brand and the trust placed in us from our players. One of our most important tasks is to manage and nurture the trust in us. We have a clear vision for what Payday 3 will be in our games as a service model, and we continue according to our plan, where the goal is to always deliver maximum value for our players over time and results for Starbreeze." So there you go. Now, DualShockers did say that The Risk of Rain Returns does have its difficulty settings explanations. So now, The Risk of Rain Returns was not explained properly. That's what they're saying. And new players may be confused about the difference between drizzle, rainstorm, and monsoon. So, here's what the update has. Drizzle, easy. Time scaling rate, 50%. Health regeneration rate, 1.5%. Rainstorm, normal. Time scaling rate, 100%. Health regeneration rate, 1. Monsoon, hard. Time scaling rate, 150%. Health regeneration is at 0.6. And they did go over like how this is handled, along with the intensity settings and all that stuff. So you can go read about that yourself if you have our Discord and if you are a Patreon. Now, we get to some sales. If you got PlayStation 5 like me, you could get some Apple Music for 6 months for free. That's via The Verge. So yep, if you got PlayStation 5, and if you load that up, you can get Apple Music for your console. And you can listen to all the music on all your supported devices. That includes Windows and Android and all of the Apple's gear. So there's that. Oh, Epic Games. Black Friday 2023 is coming. And they have some major, major discounts coming. And that would be things they're up to 66% off. That includes Final Fantasy VII Remake, Integard, Assassin's Creed Mirage, about 46%. The Witcher 3 is about 75% off. And the Crew Motorfest is about 40% off. So go check that out. And VG247 did say that there's a $10 Steam game that's gone viral. And that is Lethal Company. It's only 10 bucks. And you can get that game if you so want it. So go check that out. And while you're doing that, you can go check us out at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2023. All rights are reserved. Time to go play some games, you buddies. Almost time to call you elves. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.